You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates, and it is Thursday morning. That means it is time for Historically Speaking with the Reverend Dr. Daniel Harmelink. Good morning.
Good morning, Andy. I'm incognito today.
You are.
It's summer.
You have your sunglasses on. Are those those glasses that just transition and they turn into sunglasses when you go outside? Or are those
they make those?
No, glasses.
No, these are just regular sunglasses.
Oh, okay. You were just hiding behind your shades.
Yeah. It's summer, so I thought we'd talk about summertime things.
I like summertime things.
Right. First of all, we want to let you know that we want to thank those for their support of Concordia Historical Institute. We have memberships that you can sign up for that gives you the historical footnotes, the quarterly, other benefits. You get to use the membership bathroom at CHI, all that great stuff. So if you're not a member, give us a call or go on the website, ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org, and find more about how you can support moving Lutheran history forward. Summer, it's like the parish, right? The pastors remind the parishioners that even though people take vacations in the summer, the congregation doesn't take a vacation during the summer.
Well, right.
And it's the same thing with KFUO or CHI or any other nonprofit. We don't just shut down for the summer. We're busier than ever. So help us move things forward in the summer months.
Yeah, it's like, well, you know, I'm a director of Christian education. I remember in the parish one time someone saying to me, "Oh, I bet you're so glad summer is here now that you can slow down." I don't know if you really understand what I do here as director of Christian education. Summer is not slow for your DCE.
Right. The kids are out of school, so you've got a full plate. We also want to encourage people, if you haven't visited the LutheranReformation.org website, what a fantastic resource for not only congregations, not only for DCEs, for Bible study leaders, pastors, deaconesses, but just Christians in general. This LutheranReformation.org, there are plenty of resources there to give people a better understanding of what that Reformation 500 years ago was all about and why it makes a big difference today. So one of the resources that CHI is providing, it's this Faces of the Reformation series, 25 personalities, 25 people that are most closely associated with the Reformation, the 16th century Reformation. So once a month, we're having one of these people spotlighted as far as a Bible study, a one-page history, and a half-page little bulletin insert that can be put once a month in the Sunday worship bulletin to remind people that it's coming. October 31st, 2017 is coming. And we should know something about it, not only for our own benefit, but also that we can share that with others as far as God's grace and his mercy in allowing Luther and the reformers to rediscover the gospel. Right?
Right. Well, yes, 2017 is coming.
It is.
But
there's only 500 and some more days before Reformation 500. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
That was impressive with the math there.
They have a countdown clock that they stole from me, but anyway, we won't get into that. But there's a countdown clock. It shows you the days and the hours until the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. So
you can
make that into your desktop.
Yeah, a little countdown clock.
Yeah, that's good.
You were saying that 2017 is coming and there will be so much happening, and really reflecting on what God did in 1517, which has already happened. Mm-hmm. there's so much that happened then in 1517, October 31st, 1517, a pivotal moment, really.
A pivotal moment, and I'm embarrassed to say I don't know what day of the week it's going to fall on next year, but again, you know, the history informs our journey into the future, so God's faithfulness in 1517...
It's a Tuesday.
...shows us his faithfulness in 2016 and 2017 and beyond.
It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. Thank you.
Sure.
You just made my day. So for for June 2016, the personality that's going to appear on the LutheranReformation.org website is Frederick the Wise. And we've talked about him on Thursday mornings, just a, you know, God worked through this prince.
The significant question here, though, is it Frederick or Friedrich?
No, don't start that. It's too early in the morning. Yeah, yeah. Is it Martin Luther or Martin Luther, right? So
yeah.
So let's talk about this summer. This summer, we just had the results announced as far as the elections for president of synod. That came out yesterday. Mm-hmm. And even though that piece of the puzzle is now complete, that doesn't mean that it's not going to be a busy, challenging, sometimes controversial convention in Milwaukee this summer.
Right, that's coming up in Milwaukee. Now, was it last convention when we changed that process, or two conventions ago when we changed the process for electing the president, so that occurs before the actual convention meets?
I believe this was the first time. It's evolving. I mean, you know, they're going to tweak it again probably this convention too. But I think the understanding is that it helps set the stage as far as where the convention wants to go, knowing who the synodical president is going to be for the next 3 years.
Sure.
If
our listeners haven't seen or the press release or didn't hear yesterday when we announced on the air, I think it was during Thy Strong Word, we announced the Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison reelected as president for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So president-elect. Yeah. Until, I guess, at the convention is when all that happens.
In 2019, right?
2019?
I think so.
No, I mean, he's president-elect.
Until the convention.
Yeah. Right.
Then they give him the gavel, and then he's officially... No, that's not how it goes. But anyway, the gavel will open the convention, and then all of that will be ratified or made certain.
I see.
So keep the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in your prayers, and also... the president-elect. I guess now we have to call him president-elect, Matthew C. Harrison. But there's a book out. And,
there are lots of books
out. I haven't put this on the scale.
That was a substantial book.
This is
it echoes in the studio when you do
that. How many pages? 479 pages worth of stuff to read. So every delegate to the convention this summer in Milwaukee, I'm sure, has read this entire book by now. And a lot of it is reports. Mm-hmm. Other parts of it are the proposed resolutions. There are CTCR documents in here. A lot of resolutions. So someone mentioned there are hundreds more than last year.
Really?
So a lot of...
Now this is basically...
A lot of things to consider.
The majority of this is the work of the floor committees that just met Memorial Day weekend, right?
That's right. The convention workbook reports and overtures for the convention. This, as far as the resolutions go, is now superseded by the work that the floor committees did, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, Memorial Day.
Boiling all that down into something manageable.
Yeah. I have not seen the handbook yet. I'm not a delegate. So last time I was a delegate was... I was an advisory delegate.
Maybe I can loan you my copy. But again, we want to be informed as far as the issues going on. So there are things about lay ministry. There are things about communion practices, our understanding of altar and pulpit fellowship. Things about oversight, supervision. You know, those kind of fun things.
My mind went blank. They're
okay, we'll just continue.
Not resolutions. What are they?
Are you on your second cup of coffee today? Or
I haven't had any coffee.
See, that's a problem. But I want to share with the listeners a fantastic resource that no one, or not a lot of people know about. It's a little CD. It was produced in 10 years ago. It's called The Doctrinal Resolutions of the National Conventions of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, 1847 to 2004. All of the resolutions of Synod are on one CD.
So these are documents on this. It's a CD-ROM?
It's an Adobe Acrobat, a PDF file, if you will. But the good news is it's searchable.
Interesting.
And
it's an e-book.
So I thought we would talk about some of these resolutions. There are over 3,000 resolutions on that CD.
Wow.
So, again, it's a historical perspective on what the Synod has been talking about, what its concerns are, what it has passed in convention as far as resolutions. Now, later, I think it was in the 1970s, they made this distinction between doctrinal resolutions and doctrinal statements. Which one sounds more formal?
More formal? That's a good question.
Probably the statements, right? If you make a statement, it sounds a little more definite. So the statements are things that maybe the CTCR or Committee on Constitutional Matters, those are, you know, this is our position. So before that, they were just kind of all resolutions. But if you go through a listing of the topics of these over 3,000 resolutions, it's interesting where there's continual concern over the history of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So for you, I'm pleased to report that there were 24 resolutions on youth.
How many on CHI? I stumped you. Yes.
No, there's one on the history of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and it's basically just a recap. I don't know why it's a resolution. It's not like, you know, they voted on some controversial thing, but they just received it, you know, as a resolution as far as the history of God's grace in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Other than that, there aren't any. It's the same thing with KFUO. Sometimes KFUO or CHI were tasked by the Synod in Convention to do something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's without financial support. But other than that, I don't think CHI hasn't risen to the point that there are controversial resolutions about CHI. We just do our work quietly, subserviently, faithfully, and stay out of the spotlight. But it's interesting. The scriptures, the word of God, there are hundreds of resolutions, things like stewardship, church fellowship, the sacraments, the position of synod versus the congregation. All of these things continue to pop up on a perennial basis.
How do you
get
one of these, the e-book, the Doctrinal Resolutions of the National Conventions of the Lutheran
Call
Church?
Call CHI 314-505-7900. Visit our website, send us an email, and we would love to get that into your hands. They'll be available at the convention, but don't wait. Get it today.
You have to come to Milwaukee to get one, or contact ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org. Very good. Thank you, Dr. Harmelink.
Blessings.
Have a wonderful weekend. Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.